You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, and this is Campus Connection, and it's a call-in show about tonight's school board meeting in Petersburg, which is at 7 o'clock. It's at Borough Assembly Chambers, and I'm joined in the studio today by Gene Ellis. Happy birthday, Gene.
Thank you.
And Rob Thomason, the school superintendent. And we're going to talk about tonight's school board agenda and school issues with the start of the school year not too far away, just about 2 weeks from now for students, earlier than that for teachers who will be going back to work soon, I think. And Rob, what's the picture over at the district look like? You're gearing up for the start of another school year at this point?
You know, we are. Thanks, Joe, and happy birthday, Gene. Principals started yesterday, teachers start next Monday, and the kids come the Tuesday after that, the day after Labor Day. And a matter of fact, I just left a administrative team meeting where we're working on some of the in-service plans and the opening of school plans and making sure that the class lists are accurate and that the supply lists are in the right places. We worked on the some elementary school supply lists. We're going to get up the middle school one and next, make sure it's all in the right place. And
I'm on the website, that is?
Yes, on the website. Sorry.
Okay. There's a lot of information going up there and already up there.
Correct. Matter of fact, we already have the September menu up there. The applications for the lunch program are on that front page, so a lot of stuff is there. We appreciate people going there to find the things.
The school district ready for starting the school year, everyone in place, new hires and new teachers and everything and that kind of thing?
We are as of now, and we're happy to welcome Becky Martin to the district as a kindergarten teacher, and Dan Van Swearingen will be picking up a PE class at the high school. Joni Johnson will be teaching a Spanish class, although she's a science teacher. She's fluent in Spanish. And let's see. And Carrie Curtis will be joining us, teaching Title I and a high school PE class also. So that's all because one of our teachers left the district, found a job in nearer family in Las Vegas, and so we were able to make it a win-win deal for everybody.
Okay, that was Sarah Boss.
It was Sarah Boss, yes.
Okay. So she moves on, and you have her resignation tonight to consider. And anything new or different about the school year, starting, ending times, all the same, schedules and everything? And
Everything is the same, a couple little tweaks, but it's a minute here and a minute there. But starting and ending times, bus routes, all that is as it has been. It's been working very well. Speaking of bus routes, Sakine Services is one of the best bus providers in the state, just so you all know that we are blessed to have them.
And you have a new contract to consider for Sakine Services tonight, a 2% increase they're asking for. And in your write-up for the packet for tonight, you mentioned that's covered by state reimbursement.
That's correct.
Reimbursement.
Sakine Services did such a nice job on their contract bid that we awarded that not completely knowing, as you do with state funding, what was exactly going to be there. And we are receiving more in transportation funding, and therefore we're able to exercise a portion of their contract to increase it, which is all, it was all planned out. It's just we weren't sure of the timing.
Okay. Gene, any thoughts on the busing contract or heartburn with an increase with that?
Oh, no, no. I think they're doing a great job for a reasonable price, so I think that we're very lucky, and I think it'll work out well.
Okay.
The other exciting thing that happened this summer is the elementary library.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. There's a renovation that went on there?
We're still being in process. They're working on that. They've Ty and Dan and the maintenance crew did a very similar thing that they did to the high school library. Cut the shelves down, did some nice crown molding across the top, cut a giant hole out of a wall, and we'll be installing a real library counter. There's some color added to it. The air ducts across the top have been painted colors.
The Jim Schwartz air ducts?
The Jim Schwartz air ducts, okay. And we took the sign down, and they're painted bright colors now, and they're going to be bookworms. They have little faces on them. It's more of a youth-oriented library, garden of the mind. We're pretty excited to see the outcome.
Okay.
Some of the furniture is a little backordered, much to a similar problem that the public library is having with their shelving.
Okay. And you're going to be talking about projects tonight, Gene, the capital projects list and what's planned for the district over the next 6 years. This is a list that the district submits to the state in hopes for state funding. And you look at what are the top capital project priorities. And topping the list, food service, food preparation, and giving it out to students. That's something the district has had on its needs list for a while, I think.
Well, I think we have come to realize that what we have is very inadequate. And, you know, they're making the best of it, and Carly's doing a great job with what she has. But we really need it to be renovated and updated and be able to serve the healthy food that we are trying to serve in a good manner.
Where is this project in status? Robert, have you been, you've been looking at a design and possible costs already, or what's...
We are in status. In the status, we've been working with Jensen Yorba Lott, the architect who's done a lot of work in Petersburg. Our goal is to get to the 65% design phase for the CIP submission. And we're there. It's anticipated to be about $1,600,000 project. Includes all new commercial level equipment, an indoor freezer, getting rid of that big outdoor freezer, which is old and we believe unsafe.
And is this an add-on to the existing elementary school? Is it renovated space? What's the plan?
No, it's renovated space. It's actually what is currently the cafeteria. Back in the day, they just threw in some ice chests and a couple of convection ovens. And so the space is there, but we're having to turn that space into a full-blown service facility kitchen.
Okay, and that would be for the food needs of the district. You'd prepare the food there and give it out or distribute it across the campus, as
correct.
You would say.
Correct, yeah.
And that's already the way it works,
yeah.
Is the food's prepared there. In fact, we have that nice little van that we purchased last year to help move things around.
Yep.
Was it last year, I think?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you put in for that money, hoping that the state would put out some of the money, if possible, or all of it?
Well, we haven't put in for it yet. We're trying to get it on the list. And if we do, what we're anticipating is a 70-30 reimbursement split, just exactly like we are doing with the Stedman Elementary siding, which that project actually will begin tearing siding out in June of 14.
Okay.
This would probably be a June of 15 kind of project.
And this really is the way the legislature funds school maintenance and buildings, is they have a list just for schools, and you have to get on it, and then you can work your way, hopefully, up closer to the top. One of the things that happened with our siding was when we worked with CIRC, they were able to make a few changes to our CIP and move it all the way to number 3 on the list from about number 48 or something.
And all the districts are competing on that list. They all have their own projects that they're putting in. Does it hurt Petersburg that we have one project funded on that list? Does that bump us down to the bottom with this project, or is it a whole new slate every year?
No, it doesn't affect your placement on the list with one project versus another. That has no effect. It's based on the need of the project, and you're really competing with other districts and their needs. And
one of the problems sometimes for Petersburg is that one of the things they look at is unhoused students. And so places like Mat-Su can move up to the top with having unhoused students. And we don't have that. So that's moves us down a little bit.
Okay. And is this the only source of possible money or grant funding, outside grant funding, that this project could be funded with? There's so much in terms of healthy food and obesity prevention. Are there other grants out there that the district could land?
You know, there aren't for the construction side of things, the way we're trying to do. It's pretty much because it's a school facility, and any money we would be out there would be in the $1,000 to $5,000 range. We're talking in the $1,600,000 range. So we're pretty much reliant upon the state and the borough in terms of the 70 and the 30%.
Okay. The list has other projects as well for down the road and other priorities. Can you highlight a few of those and what the plans are for other projects? One of them mentioned, I think I saw the high school library, which didn't it just undergo a renovation?
It did, and what we have found since then is that and we covered that out of general funds, and we are going back and requesting reimbursement from the state for that, and that's another process you can do. If you want to get your project done and it's a high priority, get it done right now and a reasonable cost, i.e. $40,000 for that one, then you can come back later and specify that you'd like reimbursement. So we're going for reimbursement on that, as we are for the middle high school boiler retubing. That was a life health safety issue, and we went ahead and retubed that for about $36,000. So we're going back and asking for that money that we've already expended to be reimbursed.
Okay, and that just happened this month, I think, that retubing.
Correct.
Is it all done and ready to fire up?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think they're finished.
Okay. Okay. What other projects are on the list down the road?
Well, actually, we are getting, and it's not on this, well, it is sort of. We have the number 9, the digital HVAC system that's related, I think, to the, in some ways, to the alarm system. And the city or the borough just approved $76,000 to replace the alarm system and key it in with the community services, community gym. And we're excited about that because the alarm system's unreliable. It gets false alarms. Everybody shows up. So that was originally on our list. And then when the borough agreed and took the lead there and said, well, let's get that taken care of.
Well, I think that's one of the things that came to the forefront when we had an incident and realized that communications like between the pool and the school and were not as good as they should be.
Okay, so the money's in place for that. When does that work happen for redoing the alarm system?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. That's really in Leo Luzak's court at this point.
Or can it happen during the school year?
It can happen at any time. Okay. It doesn't have to happen when we're out of school, no.
Okay, all right. Gene, your thoughts on this capital improvement project list, things you like or would like to see added or...
Well, actually, I've been very pleased with the kind of improvements we've been making to, like, the libraries and the auditorium got repainted and new curtains. And it just seems like it really picks up the morale and the attitude if you have the place looking good. And I think it's looking better and better all the time. And Ty and Dan have done a really great job of working hard on those projects during the summer. And very pleased to see it.
And another thing on the list is the falling floor at the auditorium. I think that's the stage that goes up and down into the orchestra pit that's there. That's a need down the road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are identified by the maintenance folks. And those are really not life and health and safety things, and it'd be nice to have fixed. And we're trying to knock off some of the – I'm really committed to this kitchen. I want this district to have a kitchen.
That's the big need right
yeah.
now. Okay.
We did have one little project that was undertaken by the borough, and we really appreciate that. If anybody were to come up to the district, they would see a new porch over outside the front of the district office over the stairs there, and that was really a safety issue. In the winter, those stairs get very slick, very icy. It's hard to keep the snow off, and so we're just thrilled that it's a little safer to get into that building now for people.
Okay. Also tonight, you'll be hearing from principals about the different gearing up for the new school year and handbooks that are in place for students and any changes that are done to those handbooks for activities, for students in general and for teachers and staff, I think. And also, you'll be looking at sixth grade students taking part in traveling for or getting sponsored for travel for school sports. Sixth graders have traveled to a few events but had to pay their own way in the past, and school board has decided to look at including the travel costs for sixth graders this year. And athletic director, activities director Jamie Cabral has drafted a proposal that would allow them to go to one event a year, it looks like, for
Correct.
The various sports. Gene, what do you think about that? Do you like how it's written up and the proposal as it is?
Well, and actually, I think it's pretty close to what's been happening in a way. I don't know if that – I'm not sure if whether we paid for sixth graders before or not, but this really clarifies how many trips they get. And it shows it very clearly, and I think that will be really good for the parents to better understand exactly what they can expect and what they can't.
Okay. And also tonight, you'll be talking a little bit about the preliminary results on the new statewide school evaluation. Rob already talked a little bit on the radio about that and Petersburg's results. Gene, get your thoughts on those results from the new statewide system and the grading for the different schools, if I'm remembering right, 4 stars for the elementary and middle schools and 3 stars for the high school. And I don't know if you've had a chance to look at those results and anything stick out to you.
I haven't looked at them very in-depth at all.
Yeah.
So I think that we might have more of a concern with like special ed in the high school a little bit, trying to bring that up. But I think overall our scores are very good in our students are doing great.
Yeah, the middle and the elementary missed being a 5-star school by 3 points and 1 point respectively, which is very narrow. And the high school missed being a 4-star school by 0.97 one-hundredths of a point.
Wow.
So and when we are already looking, the principals and I, of how do we gain that back and what can we do? Because 0.97 one-hundredths of a point is not very much. So in my mind, we have 3 5-star schools, but because I think you measure more than actually what this measures in terms of what we do. But we can hold our head high. We've done well. In the state standings, we're right up there in that top 20%.
And it's surprising how many of the Southeast schools are in the top 10, too.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Almost a sweep, it sounded like.
Yeah.
Also tonight, cell phone stipend for 2 other additional staff members. I think you, this is a new thing that you extended to various top level people in the administrators and principals mm-hmm. this past year, and you're looking at also including the technology assistant and the obesity prevention grant coordinator.
And that's one of those things. People go, "Why are we doing that?" Well, what we find is people are using their phones anyway for school business. And for us to purchase a phone, sign up for a phone, and dedicate a phone to those folks would cost us in the neighborhood of $80. And so it became cost effective and convenient. It was a win-win deal to encourage folks to be able to work anytime, anywhere, and not have to incur a direct service much more managing our phone. So, and we don't have to watch the minutes. It's just a flat rate. So it isn't a matter of overusing. So everybody's very happy, I think.
Well, and cell phones have become so much more, being used so much more in the last 10 years that I think this was really a good move to help to pay for some of it. It's just one of those things that slowly over the years, people started using their own phone more and more and more. And when it came to our attention, we said, oh, that makes good sense. We should help out with some of that.
Does this help with security at all and the crisis response in the schools to have a same system of one set of phones for all the people who are, I guess, in control? Or
well, it's not the same system of one set of phones. It's all our individual personal cell phones, but we all have each other's numbers in there, and yes, we can communicate very quickly that way. So, yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Also, I think we covered a lot of things, new hires and resignation. Anything else major for the upcoming school year or upcoming dates people need to keep in mind?
I think the major would be we have spent the last 4 years putting a lot of technology resources in place, computers, new computers in the hands of the teachers, the new computers in the rollouts for the 9 through 12, computers on carts for the middle school, iPads for the middle school, iPads and computers at the elementary school. And now we're at a point where it's time to really get really good at using that technology. The youngsters entering our schools, they know nothing other than computers and technology. And so it's this year's focus is going to be on let's get to the next rung on that ladder of instructional resource.
Getting super fast and leaving the adults even farther behind, huh?
I'm trying to catch the adults up.
Right. Gene, any thoughts on that or other?
Well, it was very the other night on TV, I watched the Steve Jobs story, and it was very fascinating how many of these things he's invented within the last 10 years. I mean, the iPads and some of that is, I found that very fascinating. That we really are on the cutting edge because this is relatively new.
Maybe the students can turn around and start teaching some people like me about how to use these computers better as well. So
it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and my 4 and 6-year-old granddaughters love iPads.
Yeah. I bet. Okay. Anything else to cover about school business or tonight's meeting?
No, we're just looking forward to seeing all the youngsters showing up on the first day. We do have the rollouts and the registrations. All those dates are on the website next week. So we're just excited. We're ready and can't wait.
Well, and the school board's going to cook a welcome lunch on Thursday, the 29th, I believe it is. And then we're actually going to have a special board meeting at 1 o'clock, too, for a welcome back thing and a special presentation. So.
Oh, okay. All right. And then the first day of school for students is that Tuesday, September 3rd, I believe.
Correct.
All right. And you can hear the school board meeting tonight live at 7 o'clock. It's in Borough Assembly Chambers. And thank you both for coming in, and Jean, on your birthday, and going to a school board meeting and celebrating that way with us. we'll see you more tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. And you can hear that live on KFSK. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Ross Nanook III is your host.